We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park in the seventh inning, the bottom half. The ball will be placed in the hand of Ben Schrader, Randy Rostein.
Interesting move here by Carl Leaser and the St. Martin Martins. So you're giving Ben Schrader the ball for the last nine outs and hoping your defense can stay up to the task here.
So the defensive change, they lost the DH. Leaser was the DH. You lose that when he comes out or when Arsenal came out of the game and Leaser came in to pitch. So I would say that Schrader is in that Scott Leaser spot in the batting order.
Yeah, I would think so, Kerb.
Be Reed Funnenstein greeting Ben Schrader as his first offering to Reed is missing low for a ball. Ben pitching into the fourth yesterday. That second game, the victory against Spring Hill. Pitch in there for a strike. Schrader pitched against Luxembourg last Saturday night as well. Started that game versus the Brewers. As the 1-1 pitch, off speed, missing inside. Now 2-1. Lux down to their final nine outs. Trailing by three. Getting late early. Two and one, the count. Schrader, that deliberate delivery, is ball hit on the ground and into center field. There's Reed Funnenstein punching one through, and that's just kind of showing you right there, the Brewers, Randy. Aha, you don't have Leaser in anymore.
Yeah. Reed hit that one with authority up the middle. Tanner dove, but boy, that one scooted past him really before Tanner hit the ground.
That'll bring Noah Grove to the plate.
Noah, we saw him in action on Friday night, Kirby, for the first time in this region, and he had a triple on Friday night against Richmond.
That he did. First offering from Schrader, swing and a miss right there from Noah Grove for a strike. 3-0, St. Martin here. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Funnenstein is lead. Schrader's offering, that is hit in the air, that'll twist foul. Is that off that tent?
No. I think it went right next
over
to
that
it.
Tent.
Yep.
Head groundskeeper and public address announcer John Atchison telling me about they were walking that tent like across the field.
I did see them. Yeah, walking it across.
It was the 1-1 pitch missing away, or the one or two strike pitch, excuse me, missing away. It is 1-2 now. Grove a fly out to Schlungen and right, and a strikeout thus far. Schrader set. His 1-2. That is popped up into short right center field. Schlungen over. He'll call. He'll catch for out number one.
Throw back to first base as Brian Schlungen has to chase it into foul ground there. But Matthew is trying to catch Reed Funnenstein maybe napping. That's amazing, Kirby. I was watching that where that ball started, straightaway center field, and you could just see the wind pushing it towards Matthew in right field.
Drifting right over. Sam Eiten into the batter's box.
Good day for flying kites.
Go fly a kite. First pitch in there for a strike.
Please not near a power line.
When's the last time you flew a kite?
Oh, when the kids were probably that 10, 11 years old.
Sure. Eiten puts a bunt down, and this is going to be a tough play. Schrader will field. He throws to first,
and
that gets by Brian Schlungen. Funnenstein ends up at third.
Oh, Brian's holding his arm there, Kirby. That was not good stuff.
Eiten running hard up the line, and he ran right through that arm of Brian Schlungen, and Sam's coming over right now.
I had a brother-in-law who broke his arm that way. That is just bang, bang, as Eiten goes into the arm of Brian Schlungen, that throw just sailing right into the runner, and I wonder if that's more elbow. It just pulled his arm.
Being air on Schrader. As that is the first error of the game for St. Martin. Brian's still down, holding that arm. And now St. Martin, they have options on the bench, Randy, but they've made some moves and stuff, a little bit depleted. You've lost Jalen on the game, potentially could lose Brian Schlungen right here.
Brian's kind of feeling that arm, stretching it out, shaking it a little bit. I don't know.
Carl's asking him probably
He's tough. He's going to stay in the game.
You think
God,
so?
Dang it. Yeah. He's a tough cookie.
Still talking about it right now. Some ice out onto the field from my dad. As they're still talking about it right now. Brian's got to do some convincing, I'm sure. Make his point be known that he is good enough to play. So it was his left arm, obviously, because he was catching the ball, right?
Right, yeah. So it's the glove hand, and probably could play here with the glove hand right now, but when you come to swinging a bat, what's that going to be like?
Are they in the order? Avery Schmitz is up. Brian would be the seventh hitter. He's tough, Randy. You said it. He's staying in the game.
He's grabbing his elbow, so you wonder if it maybe hyperextended that elbow a little bit, Curb.
So as the dust settles and Schlungen is ready to go, they got runners at first and third with just one out right now, Randy, and Connor Clark into the batter's box. Brewers mounting a threat here in the seventh.
Batting for the Brewers, second baseman, number three.
Keep an eye on Eiton. Schrader's slow to home sometimes. Sammy can run. As Ben set, first and third, Clark first pitch swinging, taps one up the middle. It is fielded by Leeser on the bag, over to first. Easy 1-2-3 double play, or easy, excuse me, 6-3 double play on the, I mean, you couldn't have put it any better for Kyle right there, huh?
Wow, exactly. The ball hit right to him. He just kept his one foot on the bag while he fielded it, then threw to first. And another double play.
How about
here
that, huh?
On Sunday.
Why wouldn't there be? As another double play. That does it for the Brewers in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. No runs, one hit, one error, excuse me. And one runner left on base. On to the eighth. 3-0 St. Martin right here on Chasm Radio.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. We have a new pitcher, Randy, and you and I are kind of trying to figure things out right now.
Yeah, Andrew Schmidt, the draftee from Pearl Lake, comes on to pitch. So we're figuring he's inserted in JT Harn's spot. JT was in right field. Noah Grove goes from first base to right field, and Reed Funnenstein now at first base. Got that?
Got that. Okay. So the pitcher is Andrew Schmidt. And Andrew, a draftee from Pearl Lake.
Not a real big guy. I mean, DJ Krohn standing out on the mound is probably that three, four inches taller than him.
3-0 our score. It'll be Avery Schmitz, Derek Cole, and Ben Schrader scheduled to hit right here for the Martins as the first offering from Schmidt, missing outside for a ball. This is where you need it, Artie.
Keep
these things straight and changes and who's hitting where and what spot. And Schmidt's 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss right there from Avery. Evens it up at 1-1. So Funnenstein, as Randy mentioned, is at first. Grove is in right. And Schmidt ready. Right-hander's 1-1 pitch to Avery, missing for a ball. Now 2-1. Schmidt's on the day. Sack bunt in the second. Walk in the fourth. Walk in the fifth. 0-0. Three plate appearances, his fourth trip up right now. And Schmidt's 2-1 pitch. That's missing low for a ball. And the count now 3-1. Martin six outs away. from their first region championship since 2014. As the 3-1 offering from Andrew Schmidt, missing for a ball, and the leadoff man on is Avery will reach.
Officially has not batted today, Kirby.
0-0.
Sacrifice bunt, and then three consecutive walks. Like that on-base percentage.
Derek Holden to the batter's box. See if Carl puts some wheels in motion right here.
Derek has struggled putting a bunt down at one point, but he did get a sacrifice bunt down early on.
Got that squeeze?
Yep.
He's squaring right here. Schmidt's pitch put nicely up the first base line. Fielded by Schmidt. He will tag Derek Cole. Avery Schmidt ends up at second on the sacrifice bunt.
You bet. That's two good bunts in this ball game for Derek Cole. I'll give you that, buddy. Boy.
That'll bring Ben Schrader to the plate. Schrader hitting in Scott Leeser's spot. Leeser was. That's a tough break for St. Martin right there. You lose Leeser. He was 2-for-2 with two RBIs and a stolen base, Randy.
Yes, he was. Actually, 2-for-3. Struck on
his
last.
Yeah, there we go.
That last at bat with that high rising fastball.
Oh, yeah. How do you forget that? Maybe because he did 14 games in,
right.
in 10 days. First pitch missing down and away to Schrader. 1-0 the count. Right-hander Schmidt ready. That pitch is inside. No, it's in there, excuse me, for a strike. 1-1 the count. Avery Schmidt's at second base. Martin's lead by 3. Looking to tack on right here. Late innings of the region championship game. And Schmidt ready, the little right-hander. A couple looks at Avery. This pitch is off the plate for a ball. Now 2-1. So if he's up second, we're assuming that this will be the only inning he can throw because they're going to have to pinch hit for Andrew. Because the draft he cannot hit as the 2-1 pitch drops in there for a strike. Now 2-2. Ben shaking his head. Disagreeing with that inside Friday night strike call. 2-2 the count. Right-hander set. Is 2-2. That is tapped up the third base line, fielded by Orth. He looks Schmidt's back. Strong throw across. He's got a gun over there, huh? Mm. That's
yes,
in time.
He does. Nice play by Derek Orth over at third. Yeah, keeping Avery Schmidt's at second. And he looked at him for quite a while, Kirby.
Well, Avery with that first look where, you know, it's...
If he throws, I'm going.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So, and Derek noticed that, and he's like, well, I got a strong enough arm. I can hold on a second here. That is the pitcher running up the line. So two dead and Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Schmidt looking to work around that leadoff walk as he looks at a first pitch or he delivers a first pitch strike to Matthew Schlungen. Matthew 0-for-3 with 3 Ks. Happy to see Reed Funnenstein play first. One strike the count. Schmidt comes back. One strike pitch. That's lifted into left field. JT Harn has it measured. Did he move?
No, that's Sam Eiten.
Oh, that's Sam Eiten. Excuse me. Yeah, did he move, Randy?
No.
Ball was right on him as he makes the catch to put it away, and that does it for the Martins in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. After 7.5, it is St. Martin 3, Lux 0. On to the bottom, bottom of the eighth inning coming up on the way right here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Get your events booked at the Pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
We welcome you back to Region 15C baseball action. We have a defensive change for the Martins. Randy, now in at first base, is number 16, Ryan Messer. Takes over for Schlungen.
Probably a good move. Brian, get some ice on that elbow. Take care of that. Ryan Messer more than capable of playing that position for you. Looks like Tyler Stang is going to hit for the pitcher too, Kirby.
Sure. As, okay, got it buttoned up here. It is DJ Krohn. It'll be Stang, and then back to the top of the order, Luke Harn.
DJ Krohn on the day, 0 for 2.
So Schrader's back onto the mound. Ben looking to, he got the first three of the nine Carl's asked him to get. Got to get six more, and it starts with DJ Krohn, first pitch. Missing inside to DJ, just begging for it to hit him right there. Ball breaking in. Misses him. 1-0 the count. Schrader right back as his 1-0 offering that is swung on and missed evens it up at 1-1. This beautiful ballpark, it's tucked away after this one. All those games, varsity baseball, VF, Legion, Springers, Rockies, all that. Region 15C, and then after this, she takes a nap as the 1-1 pitch hit on the ground to third. Picked up at third by Goble. Throws across the diamond. Scooped out by Messer. 5-3 to retire DJ Krohn.
Nice play all around. Brady Goble.
It'll be Tyler Stang batting. Stang is going to hit in that 9 spot for JT Harn. His first at bat of the region tournament. And Schrader ready. First offering to Tyler Stang. He is on the corner for a strike. That's how you treat the pinch hitters, Randy.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know if Tyler claims Joe Gill is an uncle or not, but we'll have to get Tyler's comments after the game.
Pitch missing low for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Day off yesterday for Lux. Corey Wentz played family softball. I assume Tyler did too. And 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. 1-2, one away. Nobody on. Martin's up 3-0. And Schrader ready. His 1-2 pitch. That is cut on and missed. He's out on strikes for out number two. The old bring it on heater, Randy.
Absolutely. Ben just rearing back and letting her fly. Ben has a number of different pitches, Kirby. I mean, you're going to see different velocities, too, out of him, and he can throw hard if he needs to.
Reach back there. Brings Luke Harn to the plate. Harn rocks and fires. Schrader rocks and fires. His pitch hit on the ground and into right field. Messer gave it a good shot, but Luke punching that through. His second single of the day. He's 2-for-4, and he's aboard.
Can hit off Ben Schrader.
That'll bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Just the fourth hit for Luxembourg. St. Martin with just four hits. They got the three runs off of it, though. First offering to Fruth on the corner for a strike. Ethan today has one of those four hits. He hit into that double play in the first, but he singled in the fourth. Popped out to Brian Schlungen in the sixth. As the pitch is tapped up the first baseline, foul, Ethan in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here. Luxembourg running out of chances. 0-2. Schrader's 0-2 pitch, off speed missing outside. Now 1-2. Good take right there by Fruth as Schrader tried to get him to chase. The lead at first for Luke Harn. Each of these teams qualifying for the state tournament along with Richmond and Spring Hill. 1-2 pitch from Schrader. That is lifted into short right field. Matthew Schlungen coming on. He's there to make the catch, and he retires Ethan Fruth for out number three. No runs, no hits. No run, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Played eight, 3-0 in favor of St. Martin. We're on to the ninth inning coming up in a minute on KASM.
Attention farmers, do you still use silo loaders? Are you having trouble getting parts? Well, Dairyland Supply and Sac Center can help. We carry an extensive line of new parts on hand for Badger, Hansen, Jamesway, Vandale, and more. Give Mike, Dan, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for your silo parts needs before harvest sneaks up on us.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Well, Brady Kenning, you warmed up for 4 weeks straight, apparently, Randy, and now he finally gets his opportunity to pitch in the postseason for the Luxembourg Brewers.
Absolutely. In their fourth game, Brady Kenning, a mound appearance here in the top of the ninth inning. The right-hander on in relief of Andrew Schmidt, who was on in relief of Reed Funnenstein.
Stay tuned after the game. We'll have our Chasm Cap. Ooh, here's your chance. Your guy's in the other press box. Give him his hat, Randy.
Oh, is he?
Kurt. Randy's got a gift for you.
Oh, man. Sit down, take a load up, and let's see. Is this going to fit you? It's an adjustable. Kurt, put this on. I got to talk to you a little bit, too.
Kyle Leeser will lead things off for the Martins here in the ninth. They're looking for some insurance as Kenning's first offering, missing outside for a ball to Leeser.
The one, the only Kurt Hemish. His voice has donned our broadcasts over the years on state tournament broadcasts with Kirby and myself. Kurt, congratulations on a well-run tournament. Obviously, somebody kind of has to be in charge, and you had a lot of help here, didn't you?
Yes, we definitely did. It's definitely a lot of work to go put on something like this here, and the Cold Spring Rockies did a great job of running this region tournament, Randy.
Yeah, they did.
2-0 pitch to Leeser as that pitch on the corner for a strike. 2-1, it'll be Leeser, Moritz, and Ryan Messer scheduled to hit for San Martin in the ninth. Did you get a total? How many burgers? How many hot dogs are we talking? Is it astronomical numbers? Or?
Well, it's definitely been good. I can't tell exactly how many it was, but we went through 1,100 last week and haven't tallied them so far yet this week.
Wow. Pitch popped up, foul, and that'll bounce off the sports deck. 2-2.
Of course, we saw a picture of you standing by Busch Light yesterday.
A mountain of Busch Light.
And that's been a popular item here at the tournament, hasn't it?
Well, I can tell you one thing. In Region 15C, you could probably get by with just Busch Light. You go to many parks throughout the state. Yeah. When the state tournament's going on, you might only be able to get Miller Light, or you might only be able to get Coors, or you might only be able to get Genuine Draft or something. And I tell you what, you could get by with just Busch Light.
Is that a hint for Meyer Grove next year, Dad, or what?
Well, I'm just telling you the way the sales have been so far that I don't think you'd get too many complaints, but you definitely still need a variety, and we've had a good variety, and things have gone well.
2-2 pitch lifted into center field. Luke Harn coming on. That ball drops in front of him as Kyle Leeser aboard. His first hit of the afternoon after a three-hit game against Richmond earlier. That'll bring Zach Moritz to the plate.
Kurt, now you've been part of region tournaments here in Cold Spring and Richmond. You've helped out there, obviously, and you've been part of state tournament committees. Where does a region tournament, I think, because you do it in two weekends, a state tournament, you do it over three weekends. Where does that fall into place?
Well, it's still big because every weekend is just as big as the state tournament, but it is nice only being 2 weeks versus three, because I tell you one thing, in 2002 and 2015, by the time you get to that third weekend, you're shot and all your workers are shot.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch to Moritz, hammered foul straight
it's
back.
It's tough finding people to volunteer their time for three weekends, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is, and it takes a lot, because when the state tournament is, you have so many more things you have to do and things. And the good thing about a region tournament is we have local teams like Richmond and Farming. People come over and help us collect tickets and things like that. Region 15C has been great, helping out community to community.
1-1, the count to Moritz as Leeser leads from first. Kyle with a good lead. That 1-1 pitch cut on and missed at 1-2.
Now, we know you bleed Richmond Royal blue. You bleed Cold Spring Rocky. Is it black? You bleed Cold Spring Springer maroon. and you bleed Painesville Bulldog green, and now the Painesville Pirates are in the state tournament. And what does that feel like?
Oh, that was great to see. I mean, to think of back in the day when Painesville didn't even have a team. They had a team back when I was young, and then there were for a few years they didn't have a team. And then they were able to get a team back together and to make it to state the first time as the Painesville Pirates. Tip of the hat to the boys.
1983, my wife looked up, and Tim Haynes, I remember, was part of that team. Do you remember some of the other players on that team?
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that were a little bit older than me that were on the team at that time. They had a great team. It was a four-team region back in the day when they played.
2-2 pitch, Leeser goes. Pitch is popped up and foul. That ball will drop as the count remains at 2-2. 82-83, I saw that Painesville made the state tournament. They were the Lakers then, right?
Yep, they were the Painesville Lakers back in the day, so it was great to see them make the state tournament.
So you love doing this. You've always, I mean, ask anybody, Mom, Reese, Biz, myself, you love it, but that would have been cool to be down in Marshall yesterday, huh? Regal Painesville?
Definitely would. To think two teams that you watched when you were a kid, when you graduated from Painesville High School, you went and watched Regal play back in the day then to see that they were playing for the right to go to the state tournament. Anytime you get a state tournament game on the line, it's always a big game.
It is.
Pickoff attempt. Safe at first base is Leeser. Nice quick move right there from this Brady Koenig into the game for Luxembourg.
And then there's another kind of like Painesville Regal story too, and that's the Foley Lumberjacks. They're going to the state tournament.
Oh, yep. The Beyer connection you're going
with. Yeah, the Beyer connection.
Morris hammers this one to deep left center field. Eiton going back as he's closer to his garage again than he is to his to home plate. He makes the catch in left center, and he'll flip it back into the infield. Long ride from Moritz, but it goes down as an out. One away, and the batter will be Ryan Messer.
Yeah, Mike Beyer's done a great job over in Foley to think that back in the day. They didn't have a team either, and look at what that amateur team has done.
High school team has done.
Exactly, and to think that they fought their way back through to make it to the state tournament this year.
Once upon a time, that park looked more like the Little League park over right center. Now they got just a gem over in Foley as this pitch missing high for a ball.
It actually might have looked like the broom ball rink because it was rough.
Probably got better hops on there.
3-0 St. Martin, top of the ninth.
1-0 the counts. For Lux in the ninth, by the way, they got Orth, Funenstein, Grove, so that's who they're going to want up as they'll be trailing by at least three. Leeser is lead from first. That pitch missing up and in to Ryan Messer. Now 2-0.
So the pontoon is missing the Hemishes here the last couple weekends, isn't it?
It's a good thing Kirby took it out a couple Sundays ago when Farming and Pearl Lake played here because I was here that whole day, too, for that play-in game. Yep, but. He took it out that day, so at least it got to see the water, but it has not seen the water since.
Pitch on the ground to third, Orth to second for one, and Clark double clutching and still having enough time to throw out Messer on the double play. And Randy, why not? One more double play. We've
why
only
not?
Seen five in the first game, so that's eight on the day to retire Messer and the Martins in the ninth, as that'll do it for San Martín. No runs, one hit. There were no errors, and nobody left on base.
Thanks, Kurt.
You bet. Thanks, Kirby and Randy.
Yeah, you bet. That's Kurt Hemish, kind enough to join us here. 1 minute away from the bottom of the ninth on Region Championship Sunday. You'll hear it on your home for Region 15C KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Last wraps for Lux. They trail by three. Ben Schrader back out onto the mound trying to clinch that region championship for St. Martin as they lead 3-0. And Randy, the Brewers have who they want coming up here at the meat of the order.
doesn't it? It always figures that way. Ninth innings, Kirby, you either have 2-3-4, 3-4-5. It's always that top potter deal or going to bat in the ninth.
To think if St. Martin holds on here that they will have won four games this weekend using four pitchers, Leaser, Schrader, Schlungen, and Ludwig.
In 2 days.
Pretty impressive stuff. They all kind of took their turns, took their shifts, each of them throwing in two games. As the first offering to Orth, missing away. Leaser threw a good chunk of the first one yesterday. Ludwig went in games 1 and 2 yesterday. Schrader went games 2 and 4. Schlungen goes games 3 and 4. So,
yeah, and I think Scott Leaser stands to be the winner in this ball game. He came in the fourth inning for Brian Schlungen, so he is the pitcher of record right now.
Orth into the box. Schrader's delivery. That pitch is fouled at home plate. Moves our count to 1 and 2. Orth Funnenstein Grove. Lux had been swinging some hot bats. Mesmerized by the Martins today as Schrader ready. Benedict comes home. 1-2 pitch waved at right there. Orth out on strikes. Randy, the all-important out number one.
Out number one, Ben Schrader's second strikeout in his 2 1/3 innings of work.
Bring Reed Funnenstein to the plate. And to think, Kyle Leaser, Jalen Arsenal, Tanner Arsenal didn't throw.
Yeah, amazing.
Funnenstein checks in. Schrader's first offering to Funnenstein. Off-speed pitch, missing inside for a ball. 1-0, Rito today. Singled his last time up. He was 0-for-2 before that, so 1-for-3 for the big right-hander. Schrader's 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. One and one the count. Schrader ready. He rocks and fires. That pitch cut on and missed, and Funnenstein down to his final strike. Off-speed pitch had him out in front right there.
Yep, reaching for it.
Moves the count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Right-hander ready. 1-2 offering to Funnenstein. Tapped on the ground, up the third baseline. Twist foul as Goebel gets it in foul territory. Count stays put at 1-2. One and two the count. Martin defense pretty much straight away. Deep, obviously, trying to refrain from a double. But no one shading anywhere in the outfield. As Funnenstein steps back in. 1-2 pitch from Schrader. That's missing down and away. Moving our count to 2-2. The count. Funnenstein stepping out. Got some kids playing catch. Ball bounced away from him over there. Some people maybe be barking at those kids throwing that ball, but hey, let them play catch. Let the boys play as 2-2 pitch from Schrader to Funnenstein, cut on and missed, and he's out on strikes. Schrader picks up his third strikeout, and St. Martin and out away. That'll bring Noah Grove to the plate. Martins can smell that week off. Zach Moritz caught the second one yesterday and both of them today as the first offering. Missing away. I think he'd love a week off, huh?
I think he would.
1-0 the count. They were the best team in Stearns County League throughout the year, record-wise. 1-0 pitch to Schrader. That's in there for a strike. 1-1. Champions of the Stearns County League South Division playoffs. 1-1 the count. They're an out away from taking the region title belt. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and Grove and the Brewers down to their last strike.
Ben is dealing out there. He's got his ball moving. Wow. Just impressive.
1-2. Two away. Schrader gets the sign from Zach Moritz. The righty's ready. The 1-2, off speed, popped up into left field. Back on the run, jumping is Avery Schmitz, and for the first time since 2000 and 14. The St. Martin Martins are the champions of Region 15C.
The comeback complete.
They took the dirt road to the title belt as they came through the WrestleBacks with four victories on the second weekend of Regions, earning themselves that bye, that number one pick, and a team picture, and that plaque. Congratulations to Carl, Jimmy, and the gang over there for the Brewers and the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Three Rock, fourth game of the weekend, and they come with a shutout, Randy.
Unbelievable. What a comeback for the Martins. A complete effort to buy everybody in that lineup today, getting it done, and just playing some great defense here today, Kirby. The Martins obviously ought to be congratulated.
Good for them. Tip of the cap to Luxembourg as well. They will be the 2 seed. Out of Region 15C, and then Richmond the 3, Spring Hill the 4. What we'll do, step aside, name the Chasm Cap player of the game, put a bow on Region 15C. 3-0, St. Martin, the champions, back in a few.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Ecker Feed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. Randy, you said it's 14 games in about, Friday to Friday is 7, and then so 14 games in 9 days, and
yep,
there it is.
There it is. We've put a bow on it. We've wrapped it up, and we have a champion. St. Martin's taking the number one seed. Coming into this tournament, Kirby, St. Martin, they came out of the Stearns County South with you mentioned it.
12-1 record.
12-1
champions
record.
Champions of the playoffs.
Played well during the year, and deservingly so. They played Luxembourg. They lost in a walk-off that Saturday night in winners bracket play.
Yeah.
So these two were a good match today, and today St. Martin proved to be the better team, winning 3-0, and just getting some great pitching here yesterday and today. So hats off to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, tip of the cap. They've had a great year. If you go into the region, you see the 8 teams, you look at the bracket, and you say, so who do you like in Region 15C? And you had to have – there's no way anyone who knows anything wasn't going to say them. You know, they had a good shot. You get Leaser. Schrader is the number two. You got the Schlungen boys and Kyle Leaser and, you know, the good youth talent and Moritz. And you get to Messer as well as Goebel. And,
right.
You know, there's a good team. Reeder. Yeah.
There's some that might argue, well, that Friday night game against Richmond and Luxembourg, that should have been the championship. Some regions have gone to that. We'll say that. But, St. Martin has to fight their way back through a loser's bracket. They proved that, hey, we're coming ready to play you. You're 3-0. Just proved to us that you can go 4-0.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who gets the hat?
The hat we're going to give to catcher Zach Moritz today. You talked about pitching, Kirby, and pitching Zach Moritz had to handle Brian Schlungen today, had to handle Scott Leeser, had to handle Brian Schlungen again.
Ben Schrader.
Yeah. And Zach Moritz has done a great job, and he has played where the Martins have asked him this past 2 weeks, whether it's behind the plate, whether it's in left field, whether it's in center field. The kid has hit. The kid has done, I think, a great job. And so, Zach, you're going to wear a chasm hat. How's that?
He gets the chasm hat, and to think, you know, the catching staff kind of holding those two teams, Richmond and Luxembourg, to 2 runs through 18 innings.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at
not
all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Pretty
plays
good.
A great defensive catcher. And so, Zach Moritz, congratulations. You will get the coveted chasm hat. Kirby, they got the award ceremony going on right now down in the field. So, are the champions going to get trophies or their plaques or what's going on?
Yeah, they get each player gets a trophy. I still have the 2018 region championship individual trophy at my house on the wall. It's prominent. It's just like Sam Eiten's chasm cap. It's on display basically. So it's a lot of hard work. You got to win all those games, and Martin's got 5 wins, and they get the trophies. And Luxembourg gets that second place trophy. Richmond will get the third place, and Spring Hill gets the fourth.
You bet. What will happen next here on KASM? As far as baseball goes, next weekend we'll find out tonight the brackets, but we'll have 3 games. It'll be Spring Hill, it'll be Richmond, and it'll be Luxembourg.
Yep.
We'll follow those teams. St. Martin gets the week off, and then we'll look at the brackets a little closer, see if Painesville fits into that bracket, if Kimball fits into that bracket, if Watkins fits into that bracket, and try to bring you as many games as possible.
Try. It's all we can do. So there it is. Randall, again, our sports coverage through Region 15C, not possible without our fantastic sports boosters, which include Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, as well as Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass of Farming, Painesville Farmer Used Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone. And they bring it to you, the Region 15C sponsors. We thank them so much. Runts, what show should going to be? It's can't miss radio tonight.
Can't miss radio. We'll recap Region 4C, 8C, 11C, and 15C. It is the final show of the 2021 season. We'll be on time tonight, 7 o'clock here on KASM. Thank you to those that have run the board, have recorded our games here in the past couple weeks. The likes of Brad Milkey, Adam Ray, Angela Mergen, Cy Funnenstein. Thank
Scott
you.
Stevens.
Scott Stevens. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. And thank you to the Cold Spring Baseball Association for just giving us a great tournament. Great tournament, Kirby. Hats off to you, partner.
Where's that beer at?
Yeah, yeah.
Same order as yesterday, yeah. Please.
That'll do it.
Make Randy's a triple.
Cold Spring Baseball Park. We are going to send it back to you, Angela, your final score this afternoon. It was St. Martin 3, the Luxembourg Brewers nothing. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Tournament Action on KASM. For my partner, Kirby Hemish, this is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy your afternoon.